Hello, and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Church Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. My name is Amy Hirsch, and I'm reading this week's passages. Today is Wednesday, June 8th, and I'll be reading from the New International Version. Today we'll read Numbers 12, Psalm 13, and then 2 Corinthians 6, 14 verses through verse 7, 1. I'll begin with Numbers 12. Miriam and Aaron began to talk against Moses because of his Cushite wife, for he had married a Cushite. "Has the Lord spoken only through Moses?" they said. "Hasn't he also spoken through us?" And the Lord heard this. Now Moses was a very humble man, more humble than anyone else on the face of the earth. At once the Lord said to Moses, Aaron, and Miriam, "Come out to the tent of meeting, all three of you." So the three of them went out. Then the Lord came down in a pillar of cloud. He stood at the entrance to the tent and summoned Aaron and Miriam. When the two of them stepped forward, he said, "Listen to my words. When there is a prophet among you, I, the Lord, reveal myself to them in visions. I speak to them in dreams. But this is not true of my servant Moses. He is faithful in all my house. With him I speak face to face, clearly and not in riddles. He sees the form of the Lord. Why then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses?" The anger of the Lord burned against them, and he left them. When the cloud lifted from above the tent, Miriam's skin was leprous. It became as white as snow. Aaron turned toward her and saw that she had a defiling skin disease, and he said to Moses, "Please, my Lord, I ask you not to hold against us the sin we have so foolishly committed. Do not let her be like a stillborn infant coming from its mother's womb with its flesh half eaten away." So Moses cried out to the Lord, "Please, God, heal her." The Lord replied to Moses, "If her father had spit in her face, would she not have been in disgrace for 7 days? Confine her outside the camp for 7 days. After that, she can be brought back." So Miriam was confined outside the camp for 7 days, and the people did not move on till she was brought back. After that, the people left Hazeroth and encamped in the desert of Paran. So in today's reading in Numbers 12, Miriam and Aaron, who are the siblings of Moses, begin to oppose Moses. And it seems like they are opposing him at first in verse 2 because of his wife, because he's married to a Cushite, to Zipporah. But then, as we read on in verse 2, we see that there is this arrogance and this pride that's lurking underneath this accusation. And in my study Bible, as I was reading some about Numbers, we really see this theme of God's people rejecting the leadership that he has put in place. And here in Numbers 12, the specific rejection is against Moses. And so the Lord's response at first to me seems to be really harsh, but what God is doing here is he's trying to teach the people an important lesson about following the leader that the Lord has put in place for them, following Moses. We've been given Moses' track record, and we're told over and over that Moses has done all the Lord has commanded him, that he's a faithful leader. And even in verse 8, the Lord says, for my other prophets, I reveal myself in visions or in dreams, but I speak to Moses face to face. He sees the form of the Lord. And it makes me long to be a person who would seek after the Lord the way that Moses did, that we might see God and that we might be quick to submit ourselves to the Lord's leadership over our lives. Today in the book of Psalms, we are reading Psalm 13. For the director of music, a psalm of David. "How long, Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I wrestle with my thoughts and day after day have sorrow in my heart? How long will my enemy triumph over me? Look on me and answer, Lord my God. Give light to my eyes or I will sleep in death. And my enemy will say, I have overcome him, and my foes will rejoice when I fall. but I trust in your unfailing love. My heart rejoices in your salvation. I will sing the Lord's praise, for he has been good to me. This is my husband, Matt's favorite psalm, and I've really grown to love it over the years. We really love Shane and Shane, and they have a version of an album that's an album of psalms, and this is one that has become very dear to us. And I love Psalm 13 because often when we think about the book of Psalms, we think about psalms that are praises, worship songs that are positive, and actually, over a third of the Psalms are these Psalms of laments. They're Psalms where people cry out to God and ask God to help them in their distress. They are crying out to God as they are facing injustice and facing suffering and asking God why he has seemed to hide his face from them. And I love this psalm because it models for us what it looks like to come to the Lord with honesty. We see David here really wrestling with feeling like he's been forgotten by God. But the beauty of the lament psalms is that so often after the complaint, there is this turn. And it's as if David or the psalmist is preaching to themselves. So in verse 5, David says, "But I trust in your unfailing love. My heart rejoices in your salvation. I will sing the Lord's praise, for he has been good to me." And so in the midst of his distress, David is reminding himself of God's past faithfulness, and that the God who was faithful yesterday can be trusted to be faithful today and tomorrow in whatever you and I are facing. Today's New Testament reading comes from 2 Corinthians 6. We'll read verse 14 through the end of the chapter, and we'll actually read chapter 7, verse 1 as we finish this section. It's a warning against idolatry. Paul writes these words, "Do not be yoked together with unbelievers. For what do righteousness and wickedness have in common? Or what fellowship can light have with darkness? What harmony is there between Christ and Belial? Or what does a believer have in common with an unbeliever? What agreement is there between the temple of God and idols? For we are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will live with them and walk among them, and I will be their God, and they will be my people. Therefore, come out from them and be separate, says the Lord. Touch no unclean thing, and I will receive you. And I will be a father to you, and you will be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. Therefore, since we have these promises, dear friends, let us purify ourselves from everything that contaminates body and spirit, perfecting holiness out of reverence for God." Will you pray with me? Father, we are grateful for the truth today that when we were once not your people, we were once far off and we were enemies, you have called us near to you because of Christ. That you are our God and that we are your people. And would you help us, Father, in light of that truth, to live as your people, to live holy, distinct, set apart lives, not for our own self-righteousness, but so that others might see our good deeds and glorify you and come to faith because of the witness. Would you make us like a city on a hill, those who bring light to dark places. Thank you that you are a good and a kind and a righteous Father, and you call us your sons and daughters. We pray all this in your name. Amen.